We know that there's pollutants in the air, there's microbes in the air, that we can purify by opening the windows and ventilating, and by using HEPA filtration to remove those and purify the air of those substances that can affect children with asthma, that can increase infection transmission within the classroom, that can reduce spores from mould or fungus within old buildings. And we know a lot of our schools are old building stock. So there's an impression that maybe, you know, there's not much we can do, but there's a lot that we can do to improve air quality in schools where children spend a lot of their day.
How long is it going to take to assess the efficacy of this pilot project in Muff? It launched earlier this month on the 4th, just over a week ago. How long is it going to be before you can make some specific deductions from this project?
So what we're looking at, and Smart Air is going to do some of the research on it, is a reduction in school absence between this year. So it's a year-long pilot, and we look and see if our parameters are equivalent to the findings in the schools in the UK. But what we're also looking at is PM2.5. We're going to monitor that in school, and we're going to see if air pollutants are reduced in school, because we know that PM2.5 can be made by traffic pollutants, by air pollution from outdoors coming in, and from VOCs that are emitted from building furniture, carpets, plastics within the school. So all of those things can affect asthma, can affect lung health, can affect concentration and learning. So what we are going to do is look at PM 2.0 levels over the year as well. So it's a year-long pilot. We're really excited to have it in place in the school. The school is delighted. The children are really energized from a scientific learning point of view of looking at the science of what's in the air, what can affect it, what can improve it. And a student has already, you know, done a study on it and has noticed over the course of 2 weeks that on introduction of the air filters, PM 2.5 is reduced in the classrooms. So already we're seeing a benefit.
And we know over the course of COVID, there was a lot of discussion about the desirability of having systems such as this in classrooms, yeah, to help stop the spread of the COVID bug. Now, we know at this point we're in what we will call, for want of a better phrase, a normal period. So that gives us now a chance to really study the proper effects of these filters. And also, presumably, we can extrapolate from what's discovered in the school in terms of the benefits that can be extrapolated into offices, into hotels, into other settings where people congregate.
Absolutely. I mean, good ventilation and improved indoor air quality in any indoor setting is really important, because we spend 90% of our time indoors. So even though air pollution is really important parameter to control from the point of view of chronic disease from outdoor air, we're actually breathing a lot of our outdoor air indoors from indoor ingress, and the fact that we spend a lot of our time indoors as well. So it is transferable to other settings, but the schools is a great place, because if our lungs are affected and our respiratory health or even our cardiovascular health is affected in childhood, it impacts on the trajectory of our health for the rest of our lives. So it's really important to focus on schools. You mentioned COVID, but also we had, there's a lull at the moment, the numbers are low, which is great. It doesn't mean that will stay that way, unfortunately. But also we had a flu, you know, quite high flu A and B over the winter. So it can reduce all sorts of infectious respiratory aerosols within the classroom setting where occupancy is high and denser than other settings. But other settings where occupancy is high, as you mentioned, are offices and healthcare facilities as well. You know, I have them in my office here, and I measure the air. So the other intervention in the school is that air quality monitors are going to make the air quality visible. So if you make the air quality visible, then you can change it and do something about it. So really, probably we should all be monitoring our indoor air quality in our office spaces, in our healthcare units as well.